Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Mills moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. Clift moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Pitlock to second, and McQuinn is out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. There goes Pitlock. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Larry moves to third. Campbell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Campbell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Heath moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Mills reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Mills moves to third. Clift moves to second. Denny Galehouse now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kress reaches second base with a double. Mills scores. Clift scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder now pitching. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Kress moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Tommy Heath. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Kress scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Sullivan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Browns. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now catching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift is hit by the pitch. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Kress moves to second. It's 8-4, Browns. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Moose Salters pinch hits for Mel Harder. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hefner bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell catches it and throws to second to double up Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Browns. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Allen. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.